Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge. Just want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Just want to thank everybody for listening and tuning into the show today. Love you guys so much. I'm going to go ahead. It's going to be a little different today, but shout out to you for listening and tuning in. On an active airport runway.
I would like to see one of those ladies strike a pose when she's about to get penetrated by a 747.
It's Chelsea Lately. Tonight, tattooed chick comes between Jesse and Sandra. Anna Nicole's estate gets nothing. Is there trouble for Tori and Dean? Plus, from Kel on Earth, Kelly Cutrone is here. Caught March Madness over the weekend? Neti Pot knocked it right out. It's Chelsea Handler.
This hot, gay, half-Asian mess is performing this weekend in my hometown in Montclair, New Jersey with the comedians of Chelsea Lately. And where are you going the next night?
Westbury, New York.
Westbury, New York, okay? And she will also be performing with the comedians of Chelsea Lately April 30th in Denver. You love me. And May 1st in Santa Rosa, California, Jen Kirkman. And at the Ritz Theater in Minneapolis, April 1st, Matt Bronger.
The Ritz, fancy.
And say hello to my self-esteem, Chewy. By the way, my brothers and sisters are all coming to the show this weekend in Montclair to see you guys.
Nice.
Yeah, so when they come backstage, just, you know, act like you're pretty excited. And I am coming to Miami this Friday night at the 26th at the Fillmore. So excited. So excited to go somewhere warm and then do two shows. And Heather Longboobs is going to open for me in a bikini top. So we have big news because yesterday all of America learned that history was made and the House passed a historic legislation to restructure the nation's health care system. And we would talk about this, but none of us have a clue as to exactly what that means. So let's move on to Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. The little hoo-ha that had sex with him is on the cover of the New York Post, and they're saying that she's a white supremacist and that she's like a really dirty girl, but you can't be a white supremacist when all your skin is black, blue, and red. Who would want to have sex with this disgusting girl? Who? Tell me who. What kind of guy? Well, I guess somebody else with that many tattoos, obviously, but she is really gross. You wouldn't even have sex with her, would you, Joe Coy? Her name is Michelle McGee, and she has a son named Avery, and then that's what she uses as her stripper name. So that's a great, what a great way to honor your son.
Michelle McGee. Michelle McGee sounds like the name of someone that should be on American Idol, not someone who's like a Nazi and wears a swastika on their arm. And it sounds so weird. That,
yeah, they said she has a swastika, right?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah,
but it's
on her vagina. Which is an awful surprise.
Yeah.
You know.
Your vagina says I can't have sex with you.
Sorry. And I have a racist vagina. So.
Because my penis says Asalaamu Alaikum.
When I saw her nickname was Bombshell McGee, I was like, I just wanted to hear the words, is on the case, right afterwards. It's not, you know. But it's like, that could be a good nickname or a bad one. A bombshell could be like a...